Hold it, fellas. Now don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and this is our first Strings Attached show, where we highlight just some of the many great guitarists out there. Now, we have interview snippets with Dick Dale, Jimmy Vivino, John Fogerty talks about Carl Perkins, and Billy Gibbons talks to us about Buddy Guy. We also get rockers from the Chris Casello Trio, Eddie Cochran, Chuck Berry, Larry Collins and Joe Mathis, Buddy Holly, and so much more. Now let's start things off with someone that has built a reputation as one of the premier guitarists in his field, Daryl Higham. Now this is a track from the supergroup Catmen, which also features Slim Jim Phantom on drums. It's their cover of Big Hunk of Love on the Strings Attached show on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Hey baby, I ain't asking much of you. No, 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 baby, I ain't asking much of you. But just a bigger, bigger, bigger hunk of love is gonna do it. That's right. Don't be a stingy little mama. Dare. You could spare a kiss or two, I'm still training up on a baby. No, 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 no. I ain't asking much of you.
No, 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 no.
Just to be a bigger, bigger on the road. It's gonna do it. That's right.
That's right.
Well, I ain't greedy, baby. You're the only soul you got, no, 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 baby.
No, 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 no.
I ain't asking much of you.
No, 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 no.
Just a bigger, bigger, bigger hunk of love. It's gonna do it. The give it just a one sweet kiss of my baby.
No, no, no.
I ain't asking much of you.
No, 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 no.
Just a bigger, bigger, bigger hunk of love. It's gonna do it. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, just a bigger, bigger, bigger hunk of love. It's gonna do it.
Hi, this is Danny B. Harvey, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Well, see that girl, I wanna make her mine. Say, hey, little baby, wanna make you mine. Come on, baby, show me real good time. Yeah, rock, 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 little baby. See,
It's Danny B. Harvey and his wife Annie Marie Lewis with Rock Little Baby. It's from their project Barbed Wire Heart. Now, Annie is the niece of the killer Jerry Lee Lewis and the daughter of the great Linda Gale Lewis and a phenomenal artist herself. Danny has played with the Rockettes, Head Cat with Lemmy and Slim Jim, Levi Dexter, who we'll hear later in the show with the Gretsch Brothers, and so much more. It's our Strings Attached show, where we're highlighting just some of the great guitarists out there. Now, we spoke with John Fogerty in November 2015, and one of the many topics we talked about was Carl Perkins. Well, now, you got a chance to record with Carl on his Go Cat Go album, doing All Mama's Children. Now, someone is, you know, just crazy about music like you, that had to be a thrill working with one of your idols, basically.
Yeah, you know, way back in the day when I was a kid, of course, I had bought blue suede shoes, Honey Don't, and then a long time went by. I mean, to a kid, it was probably a year or so.
Yeah.
Because Carl had been in a car accident and kind of robbed of his big moment on Ed Sullivan, actually. But anyway, then a little later comes Boppin' the Blues, All My Children. And I loved everything, but All My Children just seemed to have it spoke to me, I guess I'm saying.
Yeah.
And at some point in there, I met Carl. I'm not exactly sure, but I think I went to see him in a club someplace. I know and I got a chance to talk to him. So this had to be after I was famous as Creedence, because I was a pretty shy person. You know, I wouldn't just barge in on some guy, but I think I had seen him somewhere in the late 70s, or it might have even been the 80s. And then, you know, over a few years, I'd see him from time to time. I know I saw him in a club. He had a really good stand up in a small club in New York City, and the place was packed, and I was sort of up on a kind of a balcony area looking down, and he and his band just sounded awesome. It was so great, and I got to talk to him afterwards, after his set, and I said, "Oh man, Carl, I wish you'd played All My Children." He says, "Well, or All Mama's Children." And he said, "Oh, man, I don't do that one so much." And I said, "Well, you got to. I love that song." Then, you know, you go fast forward a few years. It's somewhere around 1996. And I was kind of doing a fundraiser for Bill Clinton. He was already the president. This was like in between. He's running for re-election. And lo and behold, Carl shows up. And I get to talking to him. And he tells me he's making a record. He's, recording. And he tells me he's at this place. I think it was called Sound City. You know, he's working with some of the guys from Tom Petty. You know, I looked at him. I think I said something like, "Have you done All Mama's Children yet?" You know, and I have a big question mark, you know, kind of like that, "Well," you know, like a big pregnant pause,
yeah.
Like you're sort of begging, you know, and he says, "Well, John, why don't you come down with me and do All Mama's Children?" And, you know, and then I was relieved and very happy. And of course, I said, "Yeah, man, you got it. Come on." So I think it was a few days later, I got down there, and that was really, one of the highlights of my musical life. It was so great to get to do that.
That's so cool. You mentioned about, leaving the studio for a second, coming back, and just almost surprised at seeing him just shredding on the guitar.
Yeah, now this is, how can I say it? It's a moment I remember, because this actually happened to me and it unfolded this way. You know, you understand, Carl is older. I think he was 64 at that time. And I had grown up with, you know, blue suede shoes and all that. And so Carl is just an icon to me, an idol. I mean, he's basically one of the pillars of my own musical foundation. You know, everything I know kind of comes from him.
Yeah.
But now I'm seeing a guy who's already had a few heart attacks and heart surgery, I'm sure. And I'm kind of vaguely thinking of him as older, maybe a little fragile, right?
Yeah.
It's just, you can't help that, especially if you're younger than that guy. And he's been in your mind for, that might have been 40 years by that time. So I kind of think of him vaguely like that. As you know, the old wise old guy from the tribe.
Yeah.
So I went off to the powder room, I think, and I come back and Carl's sitting there. He's got a Stratocaster and he's just ripping. I mean, the tone is just mean and nasty and just snarly, you know, and he's playing this. I mean, there's no question that this is one of the great guitar players in the world. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. And it shocked me. I was just shocked. I hadn't thought that way because you know, he's been around for a long time, I guess is what I'm thinking. And I'm kind of going, God, my mind can't put the two things together for a moment. It's just such a strange predicament. You know, there's a word they have, and I can't think of it right now, where two things don't make sense together. And he's just, you know, just playing all these riffs and mean that. I mean, it could have been Eric Clapton, could have been B.B. King.
Sure.
But it was Carl, you know. I'm going, God, what in the world going on here? Shoot, of course, Carl was at the beginning. He's actually one of the guys that invented rock and roll and rock guitar. You know, so why am I surprised? You know, listen to this stuff. And so, I mean, it was such a beautiful moment for me to realize, of course, that he still got it, but also that I hadn't thought of him that way in a long time. I thought it was in the past, and it definitely was not in the past. Hi, this is John Fogerty, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues with Jammin' James Riley.
There was an old woman that lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. They were doing all right till she took them to town. The kids stopped picking them up and putting them down. All your children want to rock, mama. All your children want to roll. They want to roll. Suede shoe. All your children want to rock, mama. All your children want to rock. We want to roll, want to rock, want to pop till we pop. All your children want to rock. Ow!
Hey, every night when it's quiet and still, you can hear it echo. Children are doing it back. All your children wanna rock, mama. All your children wanna roll. We wanna roll, wanna rock, wanna bop till they pop. All your children wanna rock, yeah. Well, all your children wanna rock, mama. All your children.
Nashville Elvis Festival is a premier Elvis event unlike any other. Come celebrate the music and legacy of Elvis Presley March 30th through April 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. It's a weekend of live performances, celebrity appearances, on-stage interviews with Elvis's friends and band members, and an ultimate tribute artist competition. The festival is hosted by Tom Brown. Tickets available now and selling fast. For more information, go to NashvilleElvisFestival.com. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and we're featuring the Six String on our Strings Attached show, highlighting some of the great guitarists present and past. Let's hear an instrumental from Mr. Deke Dickerson. It appeared on his King of the Whole Wide World album. This is Double Clutchin' on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, Strings Attached.
Hey, this is Deke Dickerson, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. We'll be right back.
know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will
be through.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
That'll be the day. That's Buddy Holly with one of the most instantly recognizable guitar riffs in all of rock history. You're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and this is Strings Attached, a salute to some of the amazing guitarists, past and present. Now, certainly one of the greats is Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top fame, who we had on the show in late 2015. And one of the things we talked about was he had recently guest starred on a project by Buddy Guy. Now, I also imagine you're a pretty fierce blues record collector.
We love them blues. Just recently, we had the opportunity to tuck in with a couple of blues greats. Shamika Copeland did a version of Jesus Just Left Chicago, which is a ZZ Top favorite.
Yeah.
And then I was able to step into the studio with Buddy Guy and talk about tearing it up. Such a scene. It was great. Tom Hambridge, the producer, was grinning all day long. We were just in this private club. It was interesting.
When did you first meet Buddy?
Gosh, we go back so long ago. I was fascinated with a younger Buddy Guy. He used to stare at the guitar neck as he was playing, and he had a look of disbelief. It's like, How can I be doing this? And even today, he enjoys playing it so much. And many times he shrugs his shoulders. He goes, I don't know how I did that.
That's incredible.
Hey, now this is Billy F. Gibbons, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James right here. Have mercy.
Old Stratocaster said it wouldn't last me my whole life. I ripped and tore and banged that thing till it couldn't take one more night. I'm gonna wear you out. Yes, I'm gonna wear you out. I ain't slowing down till I wear you out.
I had a 70s something said it ain't never gonna stop. 100,000 miles in 69 days, I felt the engine drop. I'm gonna wear you out. I'm gonna wear you out. Oh, I ain't slowing down till I wear you out.
Oh,
said she felt the ground move twice before I even hit my stride.
I'm gonna wear you out. I'm gonna wear you out.
Yes, I've been around, ain't slowing down till I wear you out.
I'm gonna wear you out. I'm gonna wear my guitar out.
Look at you.
May 18th through the 21st, it's the third annual Nashville Boogie Vintage Weekender and Car Show.
Hey, the Nashville Boogie. Gonna boogie on down to Nashville, Tennessee.
See over 80 live performances across five stages, including the Stray Cat Lee Rocker, the Sonics, Deke Dickerson, the Blasters, Wanda Jackson, Asleep at the Wheel, Robert Gordon, the Countryside of Big Sandy, Nikki Lane, Chuck Mead of BR549, Webb Wilder, Sonny Burgess and the Pacers, the WS Fluke Holland Band, the Planet Rockers, Kay Adams, the Legendary Shack Shakers, Johnny Powers, a special finale at the Grand Ole Opry House, and so many more. Plus a pinup pageant with Cherry Dollface, indoor car show, Music City Record Convention, fashion show with Riley Reed, and a vintage vendors market. Tickets available now. For more information, go to NashvilleBoogie.com.
We'll see you next May in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hi, this is Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with James Riley.
This is Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Link Wray and Run Chicken Run. Link released that in 1963 on Swan Records. Before that was Jimmy Vaughn from the album Plays More Blues, Ballads and Favorites, and the tune I Ain't Never. This is our Strings Attached show, spotlighting some of the great guitarists, past and present. Up next is a couple on the same song, Larry Collins and Joe Mafus, from the Rockin' Rollin' album. This track was recorded in September 1957. Bear in mind that Larry was only 13 at the time. That's pretty amazing. Both of them playing their double neck guitars on the tune Hurricane. Thank you. What guitarist has not tried to learn that one? From 1958 is Chuck Berry and Johnny B. Goode on our Strings Attached show on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, now spotlighting some of the great guitarists, past and present. Guitar legend Dick Dale was on the show in May of 2015, and we talked about how he came in contact with Quentin Tarantino.
When we did Pulp Fiction, Quentin Tarantino came up, my bass player, while I was on stage, and he gave him a note. My name's Quentin Tarantino, I got to talk to Dick Dale. Well, he didn't know who Quentin Tarantino was, so he threw the note away. So then Quentin found me in the dressing room.
Yeah.
And he said, Dick, I've been listening to your music for 100 years. And he goes, it's so powerful. And he says, when people make movies, they make a movie and they put the music to it afterwards by watching the rushes every day. But he says, I do it differently. He said, I play a song, and the song generates the energy, force, the power in my mind to create a movie from the way the song is played. So he said, I would love to use your song when you played it as the masterpiece of what you just played to create a masterpiece of a movie to complement the masterpiece of your song. So of you playing that song, Mizzaloo. And because he was so humble and so nice, and I knew that he had doors slammed in his face from all the big wigs, that I just said, you know what? And then he said, I said, who you got in? And he said, well, John Travolta. And I said, wow, because once again, John Travolta had doors slammed in his face because he was typecast. And they said, you can only do this kind of stuff. Plus, he was a pilot, and I'm a pilot. So I said, wow, you know what? Go for it. And then I was in Amsterdam performing. He came to Amsterdam, stayed at the same hotel I did. When I was home, I finally got a phone call, and it said, Dick, I'm sending a limo to pick you up and have you to come down to Universal Studios. I'm doing a pre-showing of Pulp Fiction. And I said, sure. So I went down, sat down, and I watched it, and all of a sudden, bam, there it goes. She goes, I'm going to kill every one of your mothers. And my guitar goes, yeah, he started the whole movie off. So the end result was this poor guy now turned out to have the last laugh on everybody. Because he ended up being the president of the Cannes Film Festival. He ended up doing these movies and so successful. He had the last laugh on everybody that didn't want to give him the help that he needed and the time of day. So I was so thrilled and so happy. And then one night on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, they wanted him to direct a complete Jimmy Kimmel Show. And he goes, well, I ain't going to direct it unless I get Dick Dale here and go from there. And so to have that kind of neatness take place and come to the surface, and that was one of the most wonderful moments.
This is Eddie Cochran, speaking from the station with a big sound all year round.
Jelly bean, jelly bean. Well, that's the name I picked for you. And it fits you to a T. Gonna tell you why it's true. Cause you're sweet and small and round. And I'm heading to the pound of jelly bean. Well, there's a guy who lives in our block whose name is Kelly Carr. Each night he comes down the street a packing his guitar. He stops at Jenny Bean's house, that pretty little thing. He bows his head, he bends his knees, you ought to hear him sing. Jelly bean, jelly bean. That's the name we pick for you. And it fits you to a G. Gonna tell you why it's true. Cause you're sweet and small and mild. It's plenty to the pound, jelly bean. Comes to the window, she listens for a while. Never even blinks her eyes or offers him a smile. She tosses up her pretty curls, and as she turns to go, he stops his guitar one more time and sings his tale of woe. Jelly bean, jelly bean. That's the name I picked for you. And it fits you to a T. Gonna tell you why it's true. Cause you're sweet and small and round, and I'm plenty to the pound, jelly bean. A jelly bean. Oh, a jelly bean. Woo, jelly bean.
Hi, this is Duane Eddy, and you're listening to my favorite Rebel Rouser, Jammin' James Riley, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
This is Jammin' James Riley, and we get asked all the time about advertising on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You could ask yourself questions.
Listeners could be hearing about your brand right now. New album, festival, vintage clothes, whatever is a good fit. We'll help you get the word out right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Email us now, rockabillyandbluesradiohour@gmail.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, bluesradiohour@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm John Stamos, and you're listening to the Rockabilly Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and it's our strings attached show. You're hearing some great guitarists, past and present. We just heard the King of Twang, Duane Eddy, in the tune Up and Down, which was the B-side to his 1958 single Movin' and Groovin'. His buddy Eddie Cochran was before that with a Jelly Bean. Now, if you've been to many festivals over the years, you're likely to have seen our next artist perform in solo sets and with a variety of great artists. It's the Chris Casello Trio and the Stinger on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Dexter, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. Tune in and rock out.
I got seven nights to rock. I got seven nights to roll. Seven nights are gonna have a world. Seven nights are with a different girl. Seven nights to rock. I got seven nights to roll. Monday, this is Susan Ball. Tuesday, at the old dance hall. Wednesday, at the Roadhouse Inn. Thursday, at the Lion's Den. Friday, at the Chatterbox. Saturday and Sunday, everybody rocks. Seven nights to rock. I got seven nights to roll. Seven nights are gonna have a whirl. Seven nights are with a different girl. Seven nights to rock. I got seven nights to roll. Jane. Tuesday, it's gonna be Lorraine. Wednesday, I'm taking Nancy Lee. Thursday, it's Betty Lou and me. Friday, I'm gonna jive with Sue. Saturday and Sunday, any chick will do. Seven nights to rock. I got seven nights to roll. Seven nights, I'm gonna show my face with a different chick in a different place. Seven nights to rock. I got seven nights to roll. We'll be right back.
Tuesday, it's gonna be Lorraine. Wednesday, I'm taking Nancy Lee. Thursday, it's Betty Lou and me. Friday, I'm gonna drive with Sue. Saturday and Sunday, any trip will do. 7 nights to rock, I got 7 nights to roll. 7 nights, I'm gonna show my face with a different chick in a different place. 7 nights to rock, I got 7 nights to roll. 7 nights to rock, I got 7 nights to roll. 7 nights, I'm gonna have a whirl. 7 nights with a different girl. 7 nights to rock, I got 7 nights to roll.
That's Levi Dexter and the Gretsch Brothers, featuring Kenichi Yamaguchi on guitar. Just a killer guitarist. That's the tune 7 Nights to Rock. It's from their collaborative album All Through the Night. In February 2016, we had Jimmy Vivino from Conan on the show. He's a stellar guitarist and producer. Now, one of the topics we'd covered was Scotty Moore riffing on rockabilly. So if I say that to you, what's a rockabilly riff that stands out to you? If you had to immediately, somebody hands you a guitar, play a rockabilly riff, what would you think about?
I would have to say That's All Right, probably.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably it. The solo and That's All Right.
Yeah.
Scotty solo. There's only one way to play it.
Sure.
You know, you can't play That's All Right and not try at least to play that solo.
Yeah, that's right.
Otherwise, somebody should come up and just beat you over the head with a guitar.
Yeah.
If you think you're going to do it. That's, you know, that might be the, that's probably the first one.
Yeah.
I said, oh, that's so cool, you know, because it's so melodic and everything. And, you know, and that's probably, to me, defines the genre over everything.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Reading those Garonic books again and just how that whole thing happened, so innocent. You think rock and roll now, it's so, you know, it's been around for so long. We all know the history and stuff. But at the time, man, they were just, they didn't know what they were doing. Kind of goofing around and boom.
Well, Scotty says, you know, when I had Scotty came on a couple of times, came up the show, once with the Sun Rhythm, I think, you know?
Yeah.
And then once he just came to sit in with us, you know, and we had a great time. And I talked to Scotty about it, and he said, you know, we didn't call rock and, there was no such name as rock and roll yet for us.
Yeah.
You know, down there. And there was no such, never such name, none but rockabilly. That was just, we don't know what that, what y'all think that is.
But, yeah.
You know, we're playing music. We're playing, to us, to him and Bill, it was country music. You know?
Sure.
I mean, they played, they had cowboy hats and scarves in the bar where they played, you know, and they, that's what they called it. And then I would, we would play stuff, sit down, and I would sit down to him and ask him to show me stuff. And he says, well, you remember it better than I do, you know. He says, I played it that one time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I played it that, I just, and I said, well, what about the solo on Too Much, right? And he said, well, I was lost.
Oh, that's great.
What happened. Yeah. Play that one. Go learn that solo, right?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. Oh,
and I asked him, too. I said, you know, I said, there was a rare thing, you know, on the second chorus you take on Hound Dog, you know, there's like this open guitar, bang, before you start playing, you know?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, because I was so surprised Elvis turned to me and said, do another solo. He said, you never play two solos on a record, ever.
Yeah.
That was the first time there were two breaks. And he's like caught by surprise. And he just, you hear the open guitar go, bang, the second one starts. It's like, it's so beautiful because it's obviously, you know, he was there on the RCA stuff being monitored. They had Chet Atkins in there just in case Scotty didn't perform well,
yeah.
You know, and he was aware of it, I think. It's a well-known story, right, that they show up at the RCA sessions, and all of a sudden, you know, there's like another band kind of waiting around to see if Elvis's guy can cut it.
Yeah.
And Elvis, to his credit, and this was a punk thing about him then, wasn't going to do it without his guy.
Yeah.
Because he knew. He knew those guys were as much the sound as he was at the time.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that guy you fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right.
all right. That's all right, Mama. Anyway, do.
From 1954, Elvis, Scotty, and Bill, That's All Right. We heard Jimmy Vivino talking about Scotty Moore before that. Now, this has been our first Strings Attached show, spotlighting just some of the great guitarists, past and present. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and if you're online, our website is rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.